Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So today we hear about that encounter between Nathanael, also called Bartholomew, and the Lord Jesus. You can imagine when Jesus looked at him and said, "Here is an Israelite with no duplicity." So first of all, it tells us that the Lord knows our heart, the bad, but also the good. He sees our heart, exactly where they are. And he saw Bartholomew and he said, "There's no guile, there's no duplicity in him." What is the Lord speaking about? What is duplicity? It's actually a very dangerous thing for our soul. In the spiritual life, especially when one is first beginning to walk with the Lord, the first task is to find areas of duplicity. Where is it that we say one thing but do another? Where is it that we present ourselves one way in one setting but a different person in a different setting? Duplicity, coming from two. We could say more properly being two-faced, huh? To say one thing but then never even intend to fulfill or to live it out. Or again, around one group of friends, but then not around another. So for example, the Christian who comes to Mass and says, "Lord, I love you, you're so wonderful, thank you. I eat your flesh, I drink your blood, it's so great." And then they go outside and someone says, "You know, abortion's okay." And they're silent. Duplicity. But they were so good in terms of praising God here in this place, but they become someone very different in a different place. So we praise God, then we go out and someone says something, we should speak as openly and reverentially of God here as we do there, and there as we do here. There's no duplicity. There is an integrity, a unity of who we are. Nathanael had that. Bartholomew had that. And the Lord praised him. It's probably precisely because Bartholomew had already nurtured that in his spiritual life, which is why the Lord could speak so boldly to him. You can imagine Jesus saying, here is an Israelite with no guile, no duplicity. And it's precisely because he did not have duplicity that he could then turn and say, "You are the King of Israel." Something provoked his heart. There was grace moving. God the Father was revealing something. And I love the Lord kind of give him a little jab. Did you catch it? "Come on, Bartholomew. Do you believe that I'm the King of Israel because I told you I saw you sitting under a tree?" Says, "You haven't seen anything yet. You will one day see the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Remember this past weekend when the Lord Jesus in John's Gospel was speaking about the bread of life? And he talks about the ascension, moving up and coming down from heaven and so on. And I mentioned in the homily that he was referencing Jacob. Here he once again is referencing Jacob. Now it's very important as well-formed Catholics that you know the scriptures, that you know how important the figure of Jacob, who is renamed by God, Israel, how important he is. So here when Jesus is speaking to Nathanael and he says, "You haven't seen anything yet. You're going to see Jacob. You will see the ascension, the ascending and the descending of the angels." Jesus is saying that he is the new Israel. He is the new Jacob. Jacob is the father of God's people, the Israelites. So Jesus will become the leader of God's people, the Roman Catholic Church. And once again, the Lord is telling us, he wants us to understand our identity as the children of God. He wants us to fight the duplicity that we can find in our own hearts, and certainly in our age of secularism. It's hard to be a believer. It's like trying to walk into a stadium after a major sport event. So all the people are coming out, and we're trying to go in. Right? That's what it is like being a believer in the midst of a secular age. Which means the pressure is always against us. The odds are always against us. It's easy to just succumb. "I just won't say anything. Why do I have to be the one? Why do I have to say this? This is going to be awkward. What are they going to say about me? Are they going to invite me back?" Right? We start going through all these things because we live in a secular age. In a healthy age, we wouldn't have to worry about arguing about moral truth. In a healthy age, religion would be welcomed. Religious expression would be cherished. We would see that it is in one way in which the human spirit flourishes. But we do not live in a healthy age. So once again, we have to see the figure of Bartholomew the Apostle, the example, the model for us of what it means to live without duplicity. Because he had no such duplicity, look at what God was able to do in his heart. He was given a glimpse of who the Lord Jesus was at the very beginning of our Lord's earthly ministry. Do you realize how much God wants to reveal to each of us? How much good he wants to show us? How much good he wants to do in us and through us? We have to stop with the duplicity. We have to say, I am a child of God. I am a son, a daughter of the Father. I am a disciple of the Lord Jesus. And no matter where I am or who I am with, that is who I am. And I will speak and conduct myself in the same way, no matter who I am with. And if I speak it, then I believe it. If I speak it, I will do it. Our task is not to allow duplicity to enter our hearts. Do not accept the double-faced, the two-faced reality that is so common in our world today and which secularism relies upon. Secularism relies on us to be willing to surrender our faith, to be double-faced, two-faced, so that then our belief in God diminishes. The grace of God cannot work. And the good work that God desires to do through us, he cannot accomplish. As we celebrate this feast day, let's intercede and ask that St. Bartholomew pray for us. We ask for his intercession, that he might also pray that we, like him, will have no duplicity. So one day the Lord will look at us, the new Jacob, the Lord of Israel, that he will look to us and say, there is one, there is a son, there is a daughter, Heavenly Father, who has no duplicity.